Okay, so we could begin the closing ceremony with the taking of the three refuges, five precepts, and making that the kind of the beginning point of making that shift. Okay, so when people are ready, begin bow together three times, and then make the request. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Ti saraṇa gamanaṃ nititāṃ. Pānātipātā vairamanī sikāpadaṃ sammādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinnādāna hoye ramani sikāpadaṃ sammādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. Kahame sumichachara hoye ramani sikapadang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct. Mosavada hoye ramani sikapadang samadhyami.
Sāvādā vairāmanī sikāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech. Sura mereya maja pama datana hoer mani sika padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. Immani pancha sika padani silena sukatinyante silena pahoga sambada silena nibutinyante tasma silang visota ye. Okay. So that's the fundamental toolkit for going back out into the world. refuges and precepts are, it seems so fundamental, basic, but it it just has so many implications, and I think as everybody having been on retreat 10 days, sitting quietly, becoming more still and clear, hearing the teachings expressed in different ways, and one recognizes this aspect of how this refuge that we do have in the Buddhist teachings and in the training that he's given us is a tremendous gift, and so being able to take that with one. I oftentimes mention just the one of the things that struck me one time of the in terms of the depth of the refuges, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, is the reading the story of Ajahn Mun. And if anybody's seen the few pictures there are of Ajahn Mun, or read the biography, there's this kind of incredible austerity and ferociousness that seems to come through, and then the picture that we have of Ajahn Mun at Abhayagiri is sort of kind of Ajahn Mun in his most warm and fuzzy mode. But in the story of his life and his practice of when he had his final realization, final breakthrough, his expression of that was just to bow over and over and over again, bowing to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, just out of this deep appreciation and gratitude. And I think the pictures in the book don't really give a full spectrum of Ajahn Mun, but that and I think that's a good illustration of that, that the somebody who was so tremendously committed and and gifted, and but he that recognition of how fortunate he was to come in contact with something that's a true refuge, and of course for all of us, I know it's very similar. Hardly any of us were born into a Buddhist culture, and so that it's our good fortune and good karma to have the opportunity to meet up with these teachings and this practice. The the opportunity of living with precepts. It's a sometimes our kind of perceptual relationship with precepts, comes from our cultural background of that these things are commandments, and it couldn't be further from the case. These are in the Pali that we've just recited, Sikha Padana. So it's the word that's translated is precept, sikha padang, and sikha is the word for a training. It's a training, a way of and also sikha is also to learn, to educate ourselves of how to be. Be good human beings, how to be use our lives skillfully, so that we use these precepts, this training. There's a discourse where the Buddha says that there's these five things that if one has reverence for this teaching, this truth, this training will and this discipline will last for a long time. It'll bring benefit to many people over a long period of time. And a reverence for the Buddha, a reverence for the Dhamma, a reverence for the Sangha. But then also a reverence for training, for sikha, that one takes on a training. And then also a reverence for samadhi, in the sense of holding that, recognizing the human mind, despite all the things that can go, all the moods and impressions and thoughts that can go through it, it can also settle. It can become peaceful and settled. The mind can be established firmly. So that having reverence for and cherishing the settled mind, the clear mind, the still mind. So these are things to bringing up as objects of reverence. And when we do that, one, our own practice, of course, flourishes, but then it's putting those causes in the world whereby the truth of the Buddha's teachings can continue in the world for the benefit of others. Now, as we do. we leave the retreat center and go back out to our duties, responsibilities, engagement in various ways. I think to be able to bring these those kind of thoughts to mind, and finding the skillful means that allows us to develop a continuity in our practice. And that continuity doesn't necessarily mean that one's sitting and walking, but the continuity of a recollection, a reverence, a continuity of remembering the value of having a refuge, having something solid in one's core, a recollection of the importance of having good spiritual friends, so that finding ways to draw close either to each other or to others who are practicing the path, who are interested in this type of training, and finding the different ways to support ourselves by drawing close to Kalyana Mitta, spiritual friendship. And of course, what that also means, it's a reciprocal thing in the sense that our own efforts and our own attempts and our own trying to be sincere in our commitment, that is also being a good Kalyana Mitta to others, and that it's certainly mutually beneficial. The qualities of that one wants to be paying attention to, and I'm thinking of precepts again, in that when we take on a commitment to integrity and virtue, what it is doing is giving us a foundation that is a protection, as Jñānīko mentioned. The Buddha is very explicit in this, in that it gives us a protection in terms of grounding us in conduct which is is harmless. I think of for myself, having lived as a monk for 40 years, that's one of the things I can look back on and just really delight in, that even though I've made various mistakes and I've got caught up in various moods or some unskillful speech and activity, but still the overall recognition is that having lived a commitment to harmlessness, and there's a joy that comes from that. I think for all of us, when we reflect back and recognize, this commitment to refuges and precepts is something to really delight in, and it's a It's a tremendous gift that one is giving to others, because it is a giving of security, a giving of harmlessness, a giving of safety. And when we can live in the world in a way where there's kind of a fundamental trust that is engendered, then it's a beautiful thing. This is on a very practical level. I usually take the opportunity at the retreat to remind people that the monastery actually does exist, and anybody can go there, it's a resource for everybody, so that to take advantage of that. Sometimes I think it's still kind of hard in Western culture to sometimes feel kind of comfortable going to a monastery. It seems so like there's these big walls that you have to crawl over to get into it somehow. That's not the case. I spent the majority of my monastic life in Thailand, and monasteries are an integral part of the culture, of the communities. They perform a huge array of functions within the culture, so that feel free that one can plug in, and that I think there's a couple people have already mentioned it in their talks of the just being here together with all of you. There's this feeling of family, and that's a so having a Dhamma family to belong to. That's a this is part of that Kalyanamitta. To be nurturing that and bringing that to the heart, so that because that the external conditions they play a role in our development of the practice and our entering into the path and its fruits. There's a discourse where Sariputta gives the four conditions for the accomplishment of stream entry. So that first stage of liberation, of penetrative insight, entering into the fruits of the noble path. Four conditions. Two of them are external, two of them are internal. The internal are drawing close to good people. The association with good people. Sapulisa sangseva, that association, and then the hearing of the good Dhamma, Saddhamma Savana, to be able to hear and come into contact with the with the good Dhamma, with the teachings, then the other two are internal. Yoniso manasikara, that wise attention, skillful reflection, paying attention to what's really important. That's an internal quality where one is reflecting and drawing our experience in, reflecting from a point of Dhamma. And then the last one, in Pali, Dhamma no Dhamma Patibhata. So practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma is how it's, say, maybe literally translated. And there's a couple different ways of looking at that. One is sort of anu means sort of gradual, so it's like it's sort of like putting the little dhammas into the big dhammas, you know, in that sense of okay, getting the things sorted out. What's important? What's foundational? What's to do with getting the foundations right? What's to do with experiencing of the fruits? I mean, that kind of getting your ducks in a row of the in terms of the dhammas, the teachings, the truths. And the other is also that sense of when we practice the dhamma to really rely on the dhamma as the basis for our our guidance, because we all know what we get swept up in different moods and ideas and views and opinions and biases and attachments, and we're still sort of sitting in meditation, watching the in-breath, watching the out-breath. So we're practicing Dhamma, but it's not so much in accordance with Dhamma. The practice or reminding ourselves, okay, how do we come back to the Dhamma? How does my practice get informed with the spirit of the Dhamma? And that's a reflective investigation. It's a reminder. It's a recollection. So those, the external conditions, internal conditions, they support each other, and learning how to pay attention to them, how to look after them, how to look after yourselves. And before we go into the blessing ceremony, just to, on behalf of all of us from Abhayagiri, really to express our appreciation and delight in the fact that you've all come here and set aside various responsibilities, duties, whatnot, to be here and to join in this communal effort searching for Dhamma, a noble search. It's something to delight in, and also just an appreciation for the people who really made it work, Kathy Cheney managing it, and Cater helping with the yoga, keeping people's bodies functioning. Getting that body-mind connection, to getting some ease in the body, so that there's a an opening for really understanding the heart. And in general to all of you for being easy to look after. That was one of the, it was one of the early talks I gave, characteristics of being in accord with Dhamma, is being easy to look after, and you've all been easy to look after. So that's something to delight in. So, just to, the flowers, yes. I love having the shrine sort of replenished and looked after. That's very. That's a cooler. Yeah. Okay. Great. Now because it's you come into the hall and when the shrine is look after it, the heart kind of brightens. And I've been to so many monasteries where you go into the shrine and it's just these old flowers, dirty shrine. Oh, yes. Yeah, plastic with cobwebs. Yeah, to sort of really get the ambience. But it doesn't, the heart doesn't zing in the same way. very much appreciated. For everybody helping out with all the things that makes the retreat, because it's your retreat. That delight in that. So we would like to close with a chanting, the Paritta chanting, which is the blessing chants, protective chants. Having that sense of sending you off with the protections and blessings of the Triple Gem. We'll be, and of course, there's blessing cords. As you see, we've got, there's the shrine here, and we've got cord tied around the Buddha, kind of going around the whole room, and kind of creating the, the sacred space, and those of us, members of the Sangha, with a cord, and then connected with holy water, blessing cords, and after the chanting is done, invite anybody who wants to come up and have blessing cords tied on your wrists. We'll have a whole bank of people who from our community who can be tying cords, and also after the cords are tied, then if everybody can help each other out, there's going to be there's some scissors here, and people can help each other out to trim the dangling bits, unless you like those dangling bits. The holy water, just sort of the blessing water, will just be there if anybody wants to take some back after with them, and to take it home, use it at home for either external uses or however one wants to use it, taking a sip at it from time to time, cooling, doing things. I thought we should make sure to, I definitely want to get a little bottle, make sure that Iris gets some to take with her. Okay, so just people sit quietly, let the chanting wash over you, let the good wishes of the Sangha and hope for your well-being and happiness, just let that wash through you. Jnanipo, do you call the devas?
Aritavana metang sameta parantha avikita citta paritang banantu sage kame charupe kirisi karatate chantalike vimane dipe rate chakame Taruwana gahane gehavatu hikirite Pumajayantu deva Jalatala visameya karanda bahna Titanta santikeyang munivara wachanang sadavome sunantu Buddha dasana kalo ayam varanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam paranta Sangha parirupa sana kalo ayam paranta
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dhamma Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyaṃ Vi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyaṃ Vi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyaṃ Vi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyaṃ Vi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyaṃ Vi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyaṃ Vi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Yocakuma Mohammalabhagando Sammaṃ Mabuddho Sukhato Vimodo Marasopasa Vinnimo Jayando Pape Sikhe Manganatang Vinayang Buddhang Varlandang Sirasanamma Miloka Sanatanya Vinaya Kanya Thande Jasate Jaya Sindhi Hotu Sambandalaya Javina Samindu Dhammo Dajoyo Viyata Susandu Dase Siloka Savisundi Maga Niyani Kodam Mandala Sadari Sata Vaho Sandikalo Suchinno Dhammang Varandang Zirasana Mami Moha Pandala Upasandadahang Dande Jasate Jaya Sindhi Hotusa Vandalaya Chavina Samyendu Sandhamma Sena Suganda Nugoyolo Kasa papu pakile sa ceta sando sayang sa jiniyo cako casa wakada dhammang viditang galoti sangha walandang zirasana mami bundanu bundang sammasi laditin dande casa te caya sindi hotu sabandalaya javina samen Namo Arahato Samma Sambuddha Sammahe Sino Namo Huttama Dhamma Sasavaka Dasevate Nidhanamo Mahasangha sāpi visuddhasi nandidino namo homadaya lana saratana dayasa sandukang namo homakadita santa sawatu dayasa pinamo karapambave naviga chando pandava namo karanubave nasuvandi hotu sambandha namo karasate jay navidimmi homi Vejavasevanajambalanangvanditanam Chasuse kindo sumba sinda jaya vacha etam mangalamutam mangalanjitu upadanam bhutandala sasangaho vannakula chakam manda etam mangalamutam mangalana jandam acharya janyataka nanja sangaho vannavaja nikam Manieta mangalamota mangalati vilati papama japana jasanyamo apamano jandame sueta mangalamota mangalavo janivato jasanuti jakatanyuta kalena dhamma savanang etama alamota mangalati So vaja sanda sammana nanjanda sanna kale nandam sakacha eta mangalamuta mangdapo chabra machari anjahariya sacha nanda sannang nibhanasa jakiliya cha eta mangalamuta mangbhuta salokandamme hijetang yasana kambatiya so Kang wila jang ke mang e tam alamu tam mang e tan desani katwan sama tamma parla cita samba taso tinga chandi tan desangma alamu tam andi angin jiwin dang inawa ulang wa sangge suwayang ratanang bani tang nano samang Itathagatena hidam vibunde ratanam banita Etena sachena suvani hotu khayam vilakam amata Vaniyatam yadajanga sakyamunni sammahito natena dhamme Nasammadikenji hidam vidamme ratanam banita Etena sachena suvani Yodhu yam buddha seto paliva na yesu ching sammadhi manandari kanya mahu sammadhi nate na sammo na vijati hidam vidam me ratanang banitang te na sa che na suvani hotu ye bhukala hata sata vasata jata liyetani yugani hondi Dakinaya Sukata Sasavaka Ete Sudinani Mahapalani Hidam Visange Ratanang Manitang Ete Nasache Nasuani Hotu Yesu Payuta Manasadal Hena Nikka Meno Gotamasasana Mitirka Dipanta Hamatang Vigata yala da mudhane bhutin bhunjamana idam visange ratanang manitang etena sache nasuvane hotuki nang muranang novang nati sambhavang vila dajeta yatike bhavasamin dekina bijaha viruli chanda niyambandidi rayata yambari po idam visange ratanang manitang etena sache nasuvane hotu metanjasa balokasming manasamba vaye aparimanang udang adhoja diriyanja sambada averang asapatang detanjalang nisinno asayano vaya vatasa vigatamiyano etang sading adhitaya brahma meta viharang idamahude tinjahanupakamma silavada sanhena sammano kame suvinaya kedang nahi chanduka vasayang munare titi tuka patta janir duka maya patta janir maya soka patta janir soka ho dusamme pipani no etavata jamme hi sambada punya sambadang sabbe deva anumodandu sabba sambha nisiriya danang darandu sadaya silang rakandu sabanda bhavana virata hondu gajandu de vatagata sambe punda balapata paje kananjayang bala arahanda nanjate jena lakang manda misamba soho iti piso bhagava arahang samma sambundo vijacharana sambano sugato loka vidu anutaro polisanda masalati sata deva manu sanang bundo bhagava nisavakato bhagavata dhammo sandhitiko akaliko nipasiko hopanayiko pachatang veditambo vinyuhi tisupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho hujupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho samyacipatipanno bhagavato savakasangho yadidang jattari pulisayukani yata pulisapogala esa bhagavato savakasangho ahunayo bahunayo dakinayo anjali karaniyo anutalang bunya ketang lokasati mahakaluniko nato hitaya sambapaninang muretva parami sambapato sambo Timotamang etena sacho vache na hotu te jayamangalang jayanno bodhiyamule sayanang nandivadano evanno vangvichayo hohi jayasu jayamangale aparachita palange sise patavipokale abiseke sambabhoda Nagapato Pamodati Sunagatang Sumangala Supapatang Sohotitang Sukano Sumohoto Chasuyetang Brahmachari Supandakinang Gaya Kamang Vachakama Bandakinang Bandakinang Bano Kamang Banidite Bandakina Bandakinanika Vohanala bandha te นาคิเนภาวตุสาปมังกลังราคันตุสาบันเดวันดาสาบันบุญดานุภาเวนัสตาโสติภาวันดุเทภาวตุสาปมังกลังราคันตุสาบันเดวันดาสาบันธรรมานุภาเวนัสตาโสติภาวันดุเทภาวตุสาปมังกลังราคันตุสาบันเดวันดาสาบันสังฆานุภาเวนัสตาโสติภาวันดุเท